Let us just worship him this morning, because he is our Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us worship Christ, our Savior. Let us worship Christ, our Savior. Let us worship him. Let us worship him. Let us worship Christ, our Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise you, Lord. Let us worship Christ. He is our Savior. Let us just worship Christ, our Savior. Let us worship him. Let us worship him. Let us worship.
The Lord every day. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the Father's house.
Yes, it is.
This is not the hog pen.
That's right.
There is peace in the house.
Yes.
Joy in this house.
Yes.
Salvation in this house.
Thank
healing
you.
In this house.
Thank you, Lord.
Prosperity in this house. Everything we need is in this house. Everything we want is in this house.
Right.
If it's not here, we don't need it. If it's not here, we don't want it. Praise the Lord. Lord.
Yes, Holy
Father, we thank you, Lord, this day for your exceeding great and precious promises which we receive into our lives right now in the name
of Jesus.
Glory,
glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, God, for this assembly gathered here this morning. We thank you, God, that you'll open our eyes this morning. We trust that you'll open our eyes, that we might behold wondrous things out of your word. Give us the spirit of wisdom and not of fear. Give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding of the word of faith and authority of believer. In Jesus' name, praise
Amen.
God.
Glory to your name.
Praise the Lord. We're working on the book of Acts.
Amen.
It's working on us. Praise God. I want to go back to something that we talked about here a few weeks ago. Elaborate on that a little bit more. If you got your Bible, turn to the book of Acts, the last chapter. last verse, which is 28:31. Well, verse 30 says, Paul dwelt 2 whole years in the Mamertine prison, up to his neck in human waste. Writing letters.
Yeah.
Sending them out. Well, that's
I'm
not.
Out of here reading from.
My Bible ain't like your Bible. The last verse says, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Now, most of y'all's Bibles, the last word in the book of Acts, your Bible, is him, right? Mm-hmm. Not in my Bible. I got one of Brother Copeland's Bibles. Mm-hmm. It's got his notes in it. Mm-hmm. Copious notes. Copious Copeland notes. And the last word in my Bible that comes right after the word him is favor. He wrote in there, favor, and then he put an exclamation point after it.
That's his commentary on it.
That is his commentary. And it, right above that, he says, the blessing at work. He hired a house. Mm-hmm. Paul hired a house. It says here, Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house. Mm-hmm. All right, now, where does it say in here that he was in the Mamertine prison?
Mass read, then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. In his own rented house.
Where did he get the money to rent a house from?
Well, it wasn't, he was not in the Mamertine prison. Now, you often hear it preached that Paul spent 2 years in Rome in the Mamertine prison. Well, that's just not biblical. It is not true. It didn't happen. Now, let me tell you a little bit of something about. Now, you've heard about the Mamertine prison, how that it was an underground dungeon that partly served as a sewer for the city of Rome. And we've heard it preached that Paul, you know, spent 2 years there in those conditions. Let me tell you a little story. This is supposed to be a true story that I read a few years ago, and I believe it was in Dugdale's Baronage of England that I read this story. And it happened back in the 1200s or 1300s, the latter part of the 1200s, the first part of the 1300s. It concerns a man by the name of John de Lacy. Now, there was a whole string of them, father, son, grandson, great-grandson, so on, so I can't remember which particular John it was. But he was a great English baron, and he had a lot of land. He had a lot of people working for him. And their latrine was an open ditch. Now, if you're using an open ditch for a latrine, you have to be careful that you don't fall in. Well, this one Saturday morning, a Jew fell into the latrine. And John de Lacy came to help him out. But the Jew said, no, if you pull me out, it'll break the Sabbath. I don't want to break the Sabbath to be pulled out. Now, of course, Jesus said that if you have an ox that falls into a ditch on the Sabbath, you pull him out. Well, technically, that's breaking the Sabbath. Technically, it is breaking the Sabbath. But, you know, the idea was, well, you break the Sabbath for an ox, okay. But the Jew refused to be pulled out on the Sabbath. So he spent all Sabbath in the latrine, all night long he spent in the latrine. Sunday morning rolled around and he would have been pulled out. But John de Lacy said, well, you wouldn't be pulled out on the Sabbath on Saturday, but Sunday is my Sabbath. So I ain't going to pull you out today either. I'm not going to break my Sabbath to pull you out. You wouldn't let me pull you out on your Sabbath. I'm not going to pull you out on my Sabbath. So he spent all day Sunday and all night Sunday night in the latrine.
Uh-huh.
Well, Monday morning, when all parties would have been amenable to pulling him out, the Jew was dead.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So now, that tells you about how long one is expected to live in those conditions.
Right.
A few days, 3 or 4 days at most, is all you can live in those kinds of conditions.
Right.
You don't live 2 years in a latrine.
No.
You don't do it. Okay? So this whole business about Paul being in a latrine in the Mamertine prison for 2 years is a total myth. Mm-hmm. Never happened. You don't write letters from a latrine.
No.
No. You don't do that. So you got the stories, you got these stories about Paul writing all these great, marvelous letters, you know, from the midst of a latrine. Didn't happen. The Mamertine prison was reserved for people who were condemned. Condemned prisoners were put in there because they weren't going to live but a few days anyhow.
Uh-huh.
And many people did not live to see their execution, because they were in these terrible conditions. They did not live to see their execution. So they died in the Mamertine prison before they could get around to crucify them or whatever they were going to do to them. But people were not put in the Mamertine prison unless they were condemned, because people died in there. So Paul had not yet been to see Caesar. And while he was waiting to see Caesar, he wasn't condemned. Okay, so he wasn't in the Mamertine prison. Besides, it said he dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, in his own rented house. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't rent the Mamertine prison to for a house.
People coming to hear you preach.
And besides, people came and listened to him. People came. You don't go visit folks in there. So it's a myth.
Yeah. That has been taught for years.
I know it. It is. It's a myth.
Foundation.
There is no foundation. It's not possible. We know it's not possible to live there in conditions like that. Plus, the Bible clearly says here he was dwelling in his own hired house.
Mm-hmm. Mary asked, you know, I go, where did he get the money to pay for the house?
Well, people were sending him money for one thing. He tells about, you know, the Philippians sent him money.
Not if he was in prison like that.
Not if he was in the Mamertine prison, he wouldn't. Money wouldn't do him a lick of good in there now. I mean, if you go into the Mamertine prison, you ain't coming out. If you come out, you're only going to be executed. In those days, prison was not a punishment. They did not use imprisonment as a punishment. They punished you in other ways, and they might put you in prison temporarily until they got around to do one of those other ways to you. But prison, they didn't sentence people to prison in those days as a punishment. That's something relatively new. And I would say that it's probably a stupid idea. And it doesn't work. And it's extremely expensive. And that is not the way to operate. That we need to, you know, I mean, we outsmarted ourselves with that business. That is not the way you correct people. That is not the way you treat people. You punish them or you don't punish them, but you don't let them languish in prison for years and years. That's a crazy idea. That's crazy. It's not biblical. It's not historical. Historically, it never happened. It proves it. We see that. We see it proven all the time. You come out worse than you went in. You go in. You come out worse than you went in. I mean, it's crazy.
And it's big business
anymore. Oh, it's gotten to be big business. Absolutely. Yeah. They. Yeah. It's a big industry.
Well, I know a lady that works in a prison, and she said that it's so horrible in there the way prisoners pay off the guards to give them stuff, drugs. And it's a big business in there for drugs, and it has to do with the guards.
Well, I was like wondering, if we do take away the prison, what way would people have to have a consequence, like, what would the other option be?
Counseling? Well, here's the deal. Okay, there are options. There are options. Okay, now let this is a whole different discussion. And this is a very complicated discussion. But the government has made everything a felony. I mean, used to be in the old days, felonies were murder, mayhem, and rape, arson, burglary. That's about it. That, you know, there were a few felonies. And for felony, you were hanged, okay? They hanged you.
For all those.
For any of those. If you committed a felony, in England, the average life expectancy for a convicted felon was 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
3 weeks. You committed a felony.
For 30 years if they had convicted of a murder.
Yeah, you were dead. They killed you. That was it. Okay. And they were through with you.
Yeah.
Society was through with you. And you were gone. Okay. Now, so what? But what happens nowadays in this country? We don't do that. But not only that, but we've made everything a felony. Everything is a felony. There are billions of felonies for which you could be placed in prison for years and years and years. Billions of them. Trillions of them. You know, I mean, you know, for things you wouldn't even think about being, you know. For example, you know, violating ethics laws, like we had that you know, just that our former governor was dealing with, and General Flynn is looking at, and things like that. You could be in; those are felonies that they've just made up. They've made them up, and everybody. It seems like they want to fill prisons up with as many people as they possibly can. Is what it looks like. The idea is to, because they want this industry. This industry makes some money, apparently.
That's what my mom said.
So they want to put as many people, you know, I mean, in prison as they possibly can, because they need the money. They hire people, they employ people, they build in building, and all this stuff's crazy. Of course, the taxpayer pays for all of this. We pay for it with our taxes. Crazy. Doesn't make any sense. But there are, you know, obviously, this is a new thing. This is a new thing. For thousands of years, people weren't imprisoned for stuff. And they were punished in other ways. They were punished with lashes. Mm-hmm. They were punished with, usually if it was a serious crime, they were put to death, and that was it.
Now, before they came, you remember when that kid, there was two of them, they did some vandalism, and they set him up to be caned, and then...
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. Exactly. This is true. This is true. Absolutely right. This is true.
Clinton didn't do nothing, and he got caned, but I bet he didn't do no more.
That's true. Well, that's absolutely right.
When they caned you, it's not like...
That's a real
home.
That's a serious whooping.
Yeah.
It's a serious whooping.
And I had debtor's prison back then, but now we just have bankruptcy. You just get off with a poor appearance or something.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay back any of your people you owe money to.
Debtor's prison, they used that as a form of coercion, mm-hmm. to try to get you to pay money.
Yeah.
That's not legal in this country, and that's a good thing. I mean, that's a good thing. That was a stupid idea. How are you going to pay anybody if you're in prison and you're not making any money? I don't know where. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. So that was a dumb idea. But anyhow,
neither one of them's a good idea.
So Paul was not in the Mamertine prison. That was a place for convicted prisoners. They were going to be killed. They were waiting to be crucified or whatever they were going to do to him, fed to the lions or whatever,
beheaded
or whatever that was going to happen to him. And they weren't there. They only lived there for a few days, is the story that I just told you. It's supposed to be a true story, but that is a good illustration of about how long a person could be expected to live in a situation like that, in those kinds of conditions. So when the next time you hear somebody preaching about Paul being in the Mamertine prison, say, nah. Nah.
Not true.
That's not true. Praise the Lord. All right. Glory to God. We're going to turn this over to Brother. get out of the prison and turn it over to brother.